to the Ladies of Liverpool podcast.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Ladies of Liverpool.
With Leanne Campbell.
Welcome back to Ladies of Liverpool. Every Friday, a new podcast for you. This week, we've got Joanne Colleran. She's going to be talking to us, and we actually recorded our podcast live at her event to launch a brand new school resource that the Bobby Colleran Trust has funded and made. I'm involved in it and I'm proud to say that I am. But before we release Friday's episode, here's a short episode for you to hear from Joanne Colleran herself. This was a speech she prepared for the evening.
So the 24th of October 2014 was the day that changed our lives forever. That's the day our six-year-old son Bobby was taken from us on our roads. Walking home from school, eating a sweet, we were collecting Bobby's big brother on our way, just like normal. He was safe with me as mum, and that walk was something we did 5 days a week. Bobby is a middle child. He has an older brother, Harry, and two younger twin brothers, Frankie and Georgie. The four boys were born within 4 years, so they were very close. Our Bobby could be a pain. He was mischievous, funny, cheeky, but he was adorable. The one thing I must say as his mum is that he was grown up for his age and he was sensible when he needed to be. And he knew all about road safety, mainly because that school road scared me and I had to walk it every day with four young children. That road, that walk, it was not new to Bobby. We'd done it a million times, but that day was different. Not because the road was rammed with cars, that was normal. Not because parents were parked all over the pavement, because that's normal. It was different because Bobby decided to cross, only to share his sweets with his friend, but different because he decided to cross quickly and he crossed without me. This was the only time that Bobby had ever made a mistake on our roads, and this one mistake cost him his little life, but it destroys our family as well. But from this devastation, something good was born, and it's called the Bobby Colleran Trust. In 2015, we were officially registered as a charity. And the charity functioned from my kitchen for many years, and our home was taken over. We started with our Slow Down for Bobby programme because our children should be safe and our school streets should be safe. Me and my family have campaigned for nearly 11 years to keep our children safe by educating them on road safety, by trying to change the mindset of road users, and by making improvements on school roads and sharing the story of our beautiful Bobby. This can happen to anyone, not just us. And our Bobby was too special to be forgotten. And we think all children deserve to be safe travelling to and from school. Our Take Care for Bobby programme was born from the devastation of losing Bobby and the impact it had on his brothers. I have lost count of how many places I contacted to help my boys and I was always told they couldn't help. Only because of sheer desperation and strength from I don't know where, I carried on and I wouldn't give up. I'd lost one son and my boys were going to survive this nightmare. Then this special lady came from nowhere, our saviour. She transformed my children's lives. She learned them skills that they still use to this day. And she took my whole family into her arms and learnt us all a new normal way of living. In 2019, this special lady set up with me, Take Care for Bobby. Our programme supports children and families like mine and helps them survive and live a new normal life. We started this with one counsellor and we've grown now to six. And I have to say, not as the founder of Bobby's Trust, but as a mum, the work our counsellors do is life-changing and they provide the best children's service in Liverpool and I couldn't be any prouder. 2023 was my biggest achievement when we opened Bobby's Base and Liverpool pulled together again. The work and resources our partners gave to Bobby's Trust to create an amazing place for families, I am and I will be forever grateful. Now, today we celebrate something that was my dream from the very beginning and has become reality, and again, because of the support of our amazing partners. Now, my journey hasn't been easy, and if I be totally honest, it's still hard, but never will I give up. David, my husband, my boys, Harry, Bobby, Frankie and Georgie support me in everything I do, no matter how crazy or embarrassing. And there's been a few. They are behind the scenes, rolling the wheels of Bobby's Trust, from the hard graft to the brainy ideas. They put up with me, the obsessed mum, who is often called the undertaker, because I get too busy and I can't put the washing away. But Bobby's Trust is built from real life trauma, love, family, and the determination to make a change. The carefully selected team I have working alongside me, from our development manager, our road safety team, our counselling team and our board members, they work tirelessly to portray the values that built the foundations of the charity. Everything they do comes from the heart, and they share the passion my family have for Bobby's legacy. So I cannot thank our team and the people around me enough who have helped us along this journey to grow and achieve what we have today. And I look forward to the future of our amazing charity, because together we can make a difference.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe now
via the iTunes Store. Hear more from the Ladies of Liverpool via ladiesofliverpool.com.